The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Somebody sent me a tweet, so there's a rumor going around Tom Brady may end up as a Raider for a 1 or 2 year deal. You know what? I never thought I would say this. Tom Brady, not an upgrade over Derek Carr right now.
Not this version of Tom Brady.
And you put him with...
And if you think he's complaining about the weapons he's got now, I got news for you.
Yeah, and plus... Belichick, greater than Gruden.
Yes.
If I overdrink, I just take cheers, so.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, mate.
No.
Are you feeling a little hungover today?
I think
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with our world?
I'd like to nurse you back to health.
No, stop. You're here. Really freaking me out now.
Take these pills. They're called cheers.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get on the Twitch channel and comment in the chat. And if you wonder why... AJ's whispering, then podcastarena.com. Go back and check it all out. It's all available there.
Are you interested?
No, I'm not. I will not be listening to the podcast. Oh, boy. Somebody save me. Hey, before we get to some other betting, I don't know if you saw this, but the Hollywood Reporter listed the 10 most watched series broadcasts of the past decade. And they broke it down into a whole bunch of stuff, but... These are the 10 most watched TV episodes, single episodes, right?
Okay.
I have not seen a single one of any of these. I'm not going to lie to you. You've seen several, I'm sure. February 7th, 2010, Undercover Boss with 38.66 million viewers.
I've watched that show a couple times when it first came out. But I didn't watch that particular episode, certainly.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who watches Undercover Boss. This one you probably watched. The Voice, February 5th, 2012, 37.61 million.
I don't think so. I don't like The Voice.
You like American Idol.
I used to.
January 12th, 2010, 29.95 million.
I might have watched back then.
2011.
I'd have to see who was the winner back then. That was when it was in like at its peak.
Yeah.
I probably watched some of that. I bet there's a lot of American Idols in the top 10.
There are, yeah, a bunch of them. May 25th, 2011, also 29.25 million. Two and a Half Men, September 19th, 2011, 28.74 million.
Was that the...
That's probably the one where...
Series finale?
Well, the last one,
the last Sheen, of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I'm guessing. American Idol 2010, 27.91. This Is Us, February 4th, 2018.
I probably saw that.
26.99
My
million.
My wife loves that show.
It was probably on in my house while I was on the computer... gambling or something, because I don't watch it. American Idol again. Glee from 2011, 26.81 million. I bet that's when that dude died.
Maybe. My wife loved that show, too.
My daughter used to love that show. And another American Idol. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the top 10 were American Idols.
All right.
So, yeah, it's funny, they have a sports list. And basically the non-Super Bowl list. It's just
I was going to say, it's 1 through 10 Super Bowls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's all Olympics except for World Series Game 7 in 2016 is number 2 on the list. Everything,
that's the Cubs World Series win?
2016 would have been the Cubs.
Yeah.
But Summer Olympics opening ceremony, World Series, Summer Olympics, Summer Olympics, Summer Olympics, Summer Olympics, College Football Playoff Championship in 2015.
Who was that?
That would have been, well, I'm guessing, the first Clemson, Alabama?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. But then the rest are all Winter Olympics.
So. That was
Oregon,
Ohio State, Oregon.
Oh,
It wasn't really a very good game.
Yeah, that's. But
Winter Olympics, you said?
Yeah, there's a bunch of Winter Olympics stuff. Dude, I like the Winter Olympics, as long as the NHL players actually go this time.
Yeah,
it sucked last time.
I don't know what's wrong. Maybe I don't think there's anything wrong with me, but I don't like the Olympics.
I don't really either. I like certain events. I like Olympic hockey because I like it because it's actually competitive between the really good countries, and it's kind of cool to see some of those guys play together. And I always can tweak the wife when Canada loses because they think they're supposed to win every year.
I wish we would go back to not having professionals play in the Olympics.
See, I hated that. I mean, I don't want to see a bunch of college kids playing hockey.
See, I would have liked that. And I'd like it if they would do college basketball the same way. Like if the Summer Olympics had like the best college basketball group of kids go over. Because it's a predetermined outcome, I mean, for the most part.
It is, but the other countries don't play by the same rules. So, you know, you're basically sending a team over there that probably doesn't have a chance to win. So,
I mean, if the countries would play by the same rule if the Olympic committee said no professional athletes.
But like I said, how do you get around some of that with some of these club teams? I mean, I just don't think it would ever work again. I think it has to be like that. And basketball sucks because of it. But I like watching the pros play. It's more fun for me than, especially since college basketball has got so many one and dones now. It's just not that interesting.
Yeah.
But and we saw what happens when you don't send your best players to this last tournament where they got their butts whipped. So is that really what you're into? Is like, oh, let's let everybody else beat up America?
I mean, if they've got better amateur athletes, sure.
Okay.
I mean,
listen, I'm against that because they have soccer and they have the World Cup and they beat our ass at that. So if there's something we can win, I want to win.
I want amateurs playing soccer in the Olympics too.
I think that's under 20, if I'm not mistaken, for the men. The women are all the pros, although it's hard to call them pros when they make like $8,000.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think if you, and somebody brought up a good point, the American college athletes would beat the hell out of non-professionals overseas. I think the gap would be even bigger than it is with pros.
Oh, I think so too.
Which I don't, you know, I don't want to see that. I grew up with that.
I mean, there's some countries that would have like athletes playing in like a basketball camp from the time they were five.
That's what the Soviet Union used to do.
Yeah.
And
if they don't win, they die.
That I don't mind. Yeah, I think it puts a little added incentive that you don't want to die.
Like the North Korean team.
Yeah.
Although I think the North Korean team, it's always just reported that they won the gold medal anyway.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, because they don't have the internet or TV or anything like that, so they just have to believe what that dude says.
Kind of like we have here.
We have the internet
under 23 play soccer according to A32. That's for the men. The women, they send the same ones that we see on in the World Cup.
Okay,
that much I know, but I kind of like that under 23 thing for soccer because the Olympics aren't the World Cup.
No.
That's the one event where you don't really have, I mean, the Olympics don't in any way parallel what the World Cup is, so you don't need to have professional players there. But there's not, and that's the thing, basketball doesn't have anything like that's that equivalent, nor does hockey.
Right.
So I'm okay with the pros going, but because I'll be honest, the last Winter Olympics, and I love the only thing I really love is the hockey, and I'll watch curling just because it's funny. I watched about two games, and it was so awful that I ejected.
Watch ice dancing?
No, I don't consider that a sport.
Okay.
Just like I don't consider gymnastics a sport.
People love that gymnastics.
I know. So. They love it, and it's very athletic, but anything,
I don't get it.
Anything to me where the only way to score an event is by someone's opinion, by a judge, That's not a sport.
Okay.
Because in boxing and MMA, yes, you judge it, but you also have the opportunity to knock somebody out.
That's true.
You can end the fight that way. You can beat the guy up. In these, it's just somebody sitting there going,
That's why we need combat gymnastics.
That would work. That would actually be pretty bleeping awesome.
That'd be interesting.
Tell you what else is pretty bleeping awesome. Having hair again. And, man, thanks to Dr. Linville. This has been such a game changer for me. And I don't know if you saw the pictures that got tweeted out the other day. But, yeah, it's just amazing. I didn't realize how bad my hair actually looked. Because sometimes you don't realize, hey, I look terrible. Well, Dr. Linville went and talked to him for 5 minutes, and I was sold. It's so much different than any of the other stuff that I looked into. It's not hair plugs. It's not wigs. Basically, he's taking the hair from the back of your head where it's going to grow, and he's doing neografts and putting it to where you don't have hair. You can even redraw your hairline, which he did. And it's been amazing. It's been an incredible transformation, and it's not done yet. Once it grows out a little bit more, it's going to look really good. And the reason I trust Dr. Linville, he had it done himself, and his hair looks fantastic. Go to 975hair.com and book your consultation, discounted for ESPN listeners, and just talk to him. It'll change your life. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. So puff guy. I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I heard you were listening to your buddy Tom Herman having to apologize.
Yeah, Tom Herman is quite a gift. Every time he does something wrong, he basically makes up a reason why he did it that isn't true. It's like he basically explained, giving the double fingers, he explained that he was just mimicking the reception he got when he went to his first Red River Shootout game and the OU fans greeted him with those fingers. Like, he didn't know what that meant until he got to Dallas and played that game for the first time. And he was like, oh, what's that mean? And one of the players told him, he was like, oh, I'm shocked and appalled by this motion. And yeah, basically was like, oh, had I known there was a live camera, of course I never would have done it. I wasn't, it had nothing to do with signing day. I was just showing someone what happened. Like, you couldn't just say, they gave me the finger. You had to show them. That makes sense. He's not a very good liar.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I just bet. He probably saw that expression when he was in that strip club in Ohio.
Good.
So, Pat in the 409 says he likes track and field at the Olympics. It's the oldest and purest sport. I don't enjoy it as much as I used to, but there was such a great run of guys like Carl Lewis, and you know, now you've got Usain Bolt. I like watching him run. I guess he's retired now too, but for the most part,
I literally only like sprint races. Yeah. I don't want to watch a long race. I don't want to watch jumping events. I don't want to watch throwing events. I only want to see sprints.
I'll watch the marathon because I kind of enjoy that.
Oh God, that might be the worst. What do you enjoy about it?
I like the strategy that they employ. I like the fact that
they just run.
No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all.
It's like saying, you know what I really like watching? The Tour de France. No one does. It's boring. Like when you watch it on television, it's all the same exact thing. It's just a different view of it.
Yeah, well, I enjoy what I enjoy, AJ. Just because you don't doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
I know. I'm just saying.
But there's more to it than that. I don't watch the whole thing.
You can't tell strategy by watching it on TV.
Of course you can, because the commentators will tell you. And when there's one guy going out trying to pace and go as fast as he can to set it up for somebody else, there's always a lot of stuff.
Stupid commentators don't know. They're just random guys that NBC pulls off the street because they need somebody to call it. They don't know anything about marathon running. Horrible. Horrible television. The Olympics as a whole, bad television. By the way, we'll be carrying all the Olympics here on ESPN 97.5. That's actually false. We won't be.
Yeah.
You know why? Because no one wants to hear the marathon.
Well, but they don't do those on radio. I mean, that's...
Well, as long as they describe the strategy.
It's no worse than NASCAR on radio, and you've run NASCAR races
here. I've never run a NASCAR race.
I thought you had one this summer.
No, sir.
Was it Daytona or Talladega?
Nope, not me.
All right, first time you run one, I'm going to remind you of this.
Okay.
Because that is the worst. They'll sit there, all right, we're going around turn one, and here's so-and-so in the lead. Let's go over to Bob in turn two. Yeah, here they come into turn two. Same guy still in the lead. Hey, let's go over to John in turn three. Hey, same guy still in the lead.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Yeah, except there's people who are interested in NASCAR. No one's interested in marathon.
No.
Like, who's your favorite marathoner these days?
Well, I don't have a favorite marathoner, but
that's what I'm saying.
I was intrigued by those Nike guys who were trying to get under 2 hours. But now it's because it's the Olympics. I'm not going to go watch Bob Hughes marathon. Like, sometimes during the Houston marathon, I'll go out and watch the finish. It's not that far from me. But I'm not going to watch any other marathons except for the Olympic one. Yeah. And it's the Olympics. And Olympics get significantly better ratings than NASCAR ever will. So, because people watch that crap. Now, they're watching. Yeah, see, Trey said you did run the Daytona 500 this year. Well, that was
we,
you.
If we did, then it was something that Graham sold, like for the network.
And don't start making excuses. Own it. This is your job. You put stuff on air. Own it.
All right.
But again, if you're going to run one, Daytona's the one to do.
Yeah.
I would guess.
I think we had to run Daytona in order to get all the Cowboys games. That might have been what it was.
A likely story.
Yeah. Listen, it's a trade-off.
I think bull riding should be an Olympic event.
I'm pretty sure America would have an upper hand there.
Well, I don't know about that because... Like, the other biggest rodeo in the world is the one in Calgary. There's a lot of really good Canadian cowboys. I think it'd be...
Please, if those cowboys were worth a damn, they'd be here.
Guess what? A lot of them come down here, and a lot of them win.
There's some good ones from Brazil, too.
Yeah, and doesn't Australia have a bunch of good ones?
I think so, yeah.
What are you guys, rodeo experts?
I actually pay attention to the names that come here during the rodeo.
Are you... who's your favorite bull rider?
Can I name them off the top of my head? No, but I pay attention to what countries they're from because there's two team ropers who are from Brazil.
All right.
now he's gone way down the rabbit hole because he's doing team ropers.
Yeah, my favorite team ropers. Get out of here,
man!
Brazilian team ropers.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, I do know that there's a. We actually went when we a few years ago. They had like a rodeo in this little town that the wife grew up in. It's a pretty big rodeo for a place of 500. And it was kind of cool because, a bunch of people that are riding for not much money. And so they're getting on a bull for and I really enjoyed that. Plus, the beer was really good.
In the last 10 years, the PBR world champions, 5 Brazilian, 5 American.
All right. Which one was your favorite?
Probably the first one.
Junior Dos Santos.
Yeah.
But I'd be curious. Like, find the top 10 from last year and tell me what countries they're from.
Yeah, this, again.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares.
Somebody says AJ just made fun of Herman for excuses and just made an excuse for the NASCAR program.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, no.
You got me.
And no, we're not going to do what a rodeo would sound like broadcasted by an ASMR person. No. Don't suggest that. Oh, God. How did I get roped into this today?
He threw the rope around his feet, and then he pulled the rope. He cinched the rope. The cow fell down, and he jumped on top of it. His pants are still on. Against his skin.
Yeah, you got to do it the right way. You got to do the.
Oh, you got to call him a steer.
No,
sorry.
No.
I know I sound like a city boy when I say the cow.
No, you have to go.
I just think they're all cows. So there's bulls, steers, and heifers. They all fall under the cow moniker to me.
See, if you want to get it accurate, here's what you have to do. Give that cowboy a hand because that's the only thing he's going to win tonight. Oh.
Look at his belt buckle. It's shining.
All right. What? Yeah, you know what? I think it's time for you to look into a new career.
What kind of career should I look into?
Something that, you know, maybe in IT?
Oh, that's a great idea. And then I'd be able to post on YouTube all the time. All right, I got to tell you about my computer career. If 2019 was another one of those, I'll get out of this job someday years, why haven't you considered an IT career? Because if you're not a math whiz or a computer whiz, that's no excuse, guys. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. And helping people start IT careers from scratch is what they do. And you could start yours in as little as 4 months. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and that's all you'll need to get your new career started. And it's more than a school, because after you graduate, they work with employers that hire their students, so they're going to help you get a job. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Make new year, new career your resolution, and take that free career evaluation today. mycomputercareer.edu.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And stick around. A few minutes, we'll do our Shinedown giveaway. Right now, we're going to talk to our man, Rafael Esparza, from my bookie. You can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Rafael, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. So let's start with some of these Saturday NFL games, including the local team, the Texans, going to Tampa, where they are 3-point favorites. The total is 50 there. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it all depends on what Jameson shows up. If it's good Jameson, they can beat anybody in the NFL, including the Baltimore Ravens. If it's bad Jameson, then me and you can probably beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're so hard to figure out with Jameson. I like Houston with a big win last week to roll over this week. I think the Texans go to Tampa and get the W.
Another game Saturday. Patriots now down to 6 against the Bills. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, if you're looking to Buffalo, you missed a good number when it opened up around 7. I'm going to see how low this goes. Even though I know New England has not covered a game in the last 4 games, I'm going to see if I can get maybe 5.5 on New England. I might take a shot, but if it goes back up to 6.5 or 7, I'm definitely going to jump on Buffalo.
A couple other games on Sunday to ask you about. Saints going into Tennessee, now a 2.5-point favorite. Saints coming off that ridiculous game on Monday night. Is this one where the number's a little inflated because of what people saw recently and then saw that the Titans lost last week?
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee were +3 when this number opened up. Now it's 2.5, and I would not be shocked if we have to move it to 2. I think, I mean, the gambling gods and the football gods gave us a gem on Monday night with the 10-year anniversary of the Saints beating the Colts in the Super Bowl. So now they have to go to Tennessee, where the matchup, I think this matchup is well for Tennessee, because I think they'll be able to run the ball against the Saints defense. I'm leaning towards the Titans.
All right, one more before we let you go. Cowboys now 1.5-point favorites at Philadelphia. This is obviously a big game for the NFC East. What do you think happens here?
I mean, Dallas has the better talents, but it all depends on Dak Prescott, if he's going to be healthy. I still like the Cowboys to win this game. It's now 1.5. I think the Boys are just a better team overall. And I would love to see Philadelphia lose all the rest of their games, because what would happen to Doug Peterson? I heard he's on the hot seat, because I still think that locker room's upset that they got rid of Foles and kept they should have kept him and got rid of Lentz.
One more. I lied. What's your favorite early bowl game of the ones that start tomorrow?
I'm going to ignore the loved ones on Christmas Eve and watch BYU in Hawaii. I think BYU is fun to watch. I think they'll be able to go into Hawaii and skip that game, because BYU travels well. And you're going to try to tell me if you're going to stay in Utah on Christmas or go to Hawaii and watch your boys play, I think BYU is a nice live team on the Hawaii Bowl.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza from my bookie. Rafael, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you. All right. I think I'm going to go drink some Jameson.
Got your Bull Rider stats if you want them.
Actually, I found them myself. Just so you know, here's your countries. I'm not going to give the names because who cares? Except for the number three guy, Chase Outlaw. That's a pretty badass name for a bull rider.
That's a made up name. That's a stage name.
No, that's a real name. That would also make a great country singer name. But USA, Brazil, USA, Brazil, USA, 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 Brazil, Brazil, USA, Brazil, four more USAs, then three more Brazils, number 20 USA, number 21 Brazil, and then we finally get somebody else, number 22 Australia. And then Brazil, USA, 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 Brazil, USA, and number 29, oh, Canada. His name is Dakota Butter. That's got to be made up. Another USA, Brazil, USA, USA, Australia, USA, Australia, blah, blah, blah. One more Canadian. I think there's like four Australians, two Canadians, and then the rest are all Brazil and USA.
So, you want to know the number eight bull rider from this year?
Sure.
Cody Teal, hailing from Koontz, Texas.
Oh, there's Fred's favorite.
There you go. That's who I'm rooting for now. He's actually number six in the current standings.
That was in 2018.
No.
This year when they just did
I'm looking at 2019 from the PBR.com. 2019 world standings. He's number six. Don't disrespect him. 2,956.66 points.
Scarballs, being into the decade and all, which Super Bowl was your favorite in the last 10 years?
Oh... Well,
was it 49 that was the Seahawks-Patriots where
we hit every single bet?
No, that was Seahawks-Broncos.
Oh, yeah, Seahawks-Broncos.
Seahawks-Patriots is the one where they inexplicably tried to throw the ball.
No, that was the best game. My favorite game, though, was the Seahawks-Broncos where they were somehow underdogs, and I hit every single bet that game.
Yeah, my second favorite, well, what should have been my favorite was the Falcons-Patriots game, but... all the first quarter, first half, first to score, all that was sort of wiped out when they blew it. How do you not cover that game? That's unbelievable. Kyle Shanahan, come on, bro. What are you doing?
You'll never forgive him for that.
No.
But, yeah, I think those would be my favorite game to watch was that. Because that Patriots-Seahawks game was exciting as hell.
I know but the Seahawks-Broncos game wasn't even... I mean, it wasn't close. No, it was a horrible game.
Yeah, I just loved it because I bet on it.
And I think the next worst, competitive game was last year. That Patriots-Rams game was really difficult to watch.
Yeah, it was ugly. All right, so here's our giveaway. Shinedown has just announced the Shinedown Deep Dive Tour, and they're making a stop in Houston. And you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the band dive into its extensive catalog to perform an array of deep cuts and biggest hits on May 2nd at Revention Music Center. You can get your tickets now live at livenation.com. And I'm going to be there. And you got to call in 713-780-3776. But I want to make sure that it's somebody who actually knows the band who wins it. So I'm going to give you some lyrics. And I love these lyrics because they remind me of me. And you're going to call in and tell Trey what song they're from. And, if you're a fan of the band, you'll know it. And if you're not, then you're going to
start... If you're a poser...
You're going to start Googling like hell.
You'd be a fast Googler.
Yeah. So, because somebody is going to know this one. All right. Nothing about me is ordinary. My friends all say I'm going crazy. I don't hear a word that they say. Because the voices in my head are legendary, but I'll never tell them where the bodies are buried. Keeps them coming back every day. Oh, no. Oh, no. They're just villains in my mind doing time. Oh, no, oh, no, they're just matches burning holes in my soul. So, first person who can call and tell me what that is from, well, not me, tell Trey, what the name of the song is. And tell me when somebody gets it right. But we'll see if you can do it.
All right.
And no, I wasn't going to do Second Chance, that's for sure.
Sometimes goodbye. I thought that was their only song.
That's not their only song. That's like one of their worst songs.
Oh.
It's just their most popular.
Oh.
See, this is where I kind of agree with Trey. Once that song hit and they became huge, it was a little disappointing. You know what? I haven't gone to see them since that thing became a big hit.
Man, that's too bad.
And I went and saw them every time they were here. I saw them in Orlando. I saw them in Vegas.
I remember when you saw Nickelback.
Yeah, well. One time.
Trey, have you ever seen Nickelback live in concert? No, even Trey.
Nobody says they're
that.
Better than Shinedown.
Trey thinks Nickelback's better than Shinedown?
But you've seen Trey's musical opinions on Twitter. They are the worst of any human being who ever lived.
He does have some really bad ones.
And even if he's not a Juggalo, when you've got Juggalo Trey in your name, nobody's going to listen to your opinions. But, all right, did we give a winner?
Yes.
Okay, so the song was Attention, Attention, which is the title track from the new album. So it was kind of easy. But there you go.
But what if someone hasn't heard the new album yet?
It's been out for 6 months.
Oh, there's that's not a new album then.
Yeah, that's their most recent album.
Their latest album.
Yeah, and man, I was checking the song list for some of the... They're in Europe right now. But the ones they're headlining, it's going to be a great show if they do those songs. Because it's not all just their hits. They've got a lot of cool stuff that, you know, from the early albums.
No, they should just play the hits.
No, I like the deep dive stuff.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that nonsense.
I do. So you can stop with the no one thing.
They're doing concerts for people like me, not people like you.
No, I think they're doing
them. They've sold out.
They're doing them for their fans.
No.
Of which I'm one.
They're doing it for money.
Well, yeah.
If I don't hear Sometimes Goodbye as a Second Chance,
they're going to play that stupid song, okay?
They better play that as the encore, the final song.
I want them to bury it like fourth and then be done with it.
You want it to be their cleanup hitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, never hear from it again.
All right.
Okay, guys, I have to tell you what's going on with MyBookie. And, man, they have so many great things going on. And right now, up to the 25th, you can go. They've got different specials every single day. They're just giving away free stuff. And they want you to take advantage of it. So today, for instance, $100 blackjack tournament. How about that? And if you refer your friends, you can collect unlimited bonuses. They got you covered. It's a $1,000 blackjack tournament for free right now. Go in and play. That's what they're doing. And, of course, you can bet all the NFL we talked about. You can bet college football. Bet whatever you want. It's all there at MyBookie. And the thing I love about these guys, you win, you get paid. They actually get you your money. But you have to use promo code radio if you're signing up for the first time. You're going to get a double your money offer. They'll double your first deposit up to $1,000. Promo code radio at mybookie.ag. And go check out all of the great things that they are doing up through the 25th with gifts every day and free play every single day. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Congratulations to the winner of the Shinedown tickets. That's my favorite Shinedown song. It's probably from Sound of Madness. It's called What a Shame. It's a deep track. Hopefully they'll play that. And I like Miracle from the last album before this one. Those are probably my two favorites, but it varies week to week. Hey, since we're not going to be able to go through all the bowls, any thought on the Bahamas Bowl? Because that will go off before we
play. I like Buffalo in that game. I mean, the weather favors the team that should be able to run the ball, and that's Buffalo. It's not like I'm not crazy about it, but any game that's played in 40-mile-an-hour gusts, I'd probably say...
Yeah, run the ball.
Run the ball.
Run the damn ball. All right, let's do some Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's... where should we start here? Let's start... I've got some news that excites me. I don't know if it excites you. Were you a Jackass fan?
Not really. I mean, I don't hate it.
I love it. I love seeing people get hurt.
Yeah.
I think it's the funniest thing. And these are professionals at getting hurt, which I think is especially great because, you know, they're willing to go a little further.
Yeah, I like it when normal people get hurt more than
professionals. I like that, too.
Yeah, that's more my preference, but that's okay.
The Jackass movies, through three movies to date, the franchise has made more than $335 million. And I don't think they've got a crazy budget to make those movies.
Yeah, so they've obviously done pretty well.
There's a lot of profit attached there. But it looks like there's going to be a new one. A fourth Jackass movie is announced for March of 2021.
I don't know why they don't make one a year, because it doesn't... I mean, like you said, the production costs, the production costs are nothing, and those things just rake money.
Well, a lot of it is guys like Bam Margera and Steve-O are in and out of rehab constantly, and, you know...
It's a tough life.
I think the only dude who can keep his act together is Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, they should go get some of those Brazilian bull riders.
Well, maybe so. But I would be excited to see another movie like that. Those, they always make me laugh. I Jackass 2, I literally cried in the theater, tears streaming down my face, laughing at that movie. So I'm for another one. Let's go with... Oh. How about, did you know that Eddie Murphy is going to return to, he's going to do Saturday Night Live? Are you aware of this?
I think I heard something about that, yeah.
He's doing Saturday Night Live this weekend, and when I was reading about it, he said something that surprised me. You may know this, I sure didn't. He said that all 10 of his children will be in attendance. Did you know Eddie Murphy has 10
children?
I
didn't know
children?
It was 10. I knew it was in Philip Rivers territory.
His oldest is 30. His youngest is 1. Dude, Eddie Murphy at 50, what are you doing having another baby? But yeah, I usually don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I feel like with a, you know, with an Eddie Murphy return. Eddie Murphy doesn't do public shows.
Yeah,
very often.
I would definitely watch that. Eddie Murphy, back when he was doing Delirious and stuff like that, he's in my all time top three, along with the late Richard Pryor and the late Sam Kinison.
Did you hear that Kendall Jenner went on Ellen's show, and this seems like the kind of a question that would. She was on Ellen. She was on Spill Your Guts, the James Corden's Late Late Show. Do you ever watch James Corden?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple times.
They set her up because they asked her, rank your siblings from best to worst as parents.
Ooh.
And she did it.
Oh.
She chose to answer the question saying, I'd say Rob is number one. He's so good to his daughter. That's so hot. That's so hard. They're all amazing. Then it would be like Chloe, Kim, Kylie, Courtney. They're all amazing.
It's a trap.
And then Kim went on Ellen to dish on how Courtney reacted to placing last. To Kendall's defense, she did start it off with, you guys, they are all amazing parents, so of course everyone's going to take just the order. I completely understood that Courtney was sensitive about that because she's an amazing parent. So Kendall should have just drank or eaten a tarantula, whatever she had to do. She says, I covered up for Chloe and Kylie when they asked me on Corden if they were going to be if they were pregnant. She said, I drank like bird sperm or something, you know. It's like you got to take one for the family team because I guess they have an option of not answering the question and doing something gross like eating crow or getting pepper sprayed. But she chose to answer the question, which of course led to drama.
Is it wrong that I couldn't identify a single Kardashian other than Kim or a Jenner?
Really?
Yeah.
If I showed you a picture of one, you don't think you would recognize her?
I mean, I'd recognize her because I've seen her, but I couldn't tell you which one.
You would know Chloe though, the one that's. Maybe not the most attractive, the one that James Harden dated.
Well, yeah, now that you've explained to me that she's not attractive.
Yeah.
If you hadn't said anything, I wouldn't have gotten it.
She's that one. Although she's gotten better. She's improved slightly, but not still nothing to write home about. How long do we have, Aaron? No. All right. Well, that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Well, good stuff as always.
There's a trailer out for the upcoming season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I've seen it. I was never a big Curb Your Enthusiasm guy. I don't know why. I mean, it's good, and I laugh when I see it. I just don't go out of my way to watch it. There's a couple other things they got coming. There's a Stephen King thing that HBO has coming.
I saw that.
Outsiders. And there's something with Hugh Laurie that looks funny, like some kind of spaceship thing. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. It was okay today. Till tomorrow, stay smart.